Manufacturing industries targeted. Senator victimizes deepfake. Kia owners beware. The article highlights the latest cybersecurity threats, with a focus on ransomware, deepfake attacks, and remote hacks, emphasizing the growing need for enhanced cybersecurity measures. Ransomware attacks on the manufacturing sector. Manufacturing industries are increasingly targeted by ransomware groups, accounting for 21% of global ransomware attacks. Due to their slower technological adoption, manufacturers are vulnerable to critical CVSS-rated security risks, making them attractive to attackers. The close ties of this sector with global supply chains further entice threat actors. Companies are urged to strengthen cybersecurity practices, such as patch management and securing web applications, to protect sensitive data and prevent third-party risks. Deep fake attack on a U.S. senator. U.S. Senator Ben Cardin fell victim to a deep fake attack when he received a fake email and engaged in a suspicious Zoom meeting, believing it was with former Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. The deep fake featured inconsistencies in audio and video and posed politically charged questions, raising alarms. The senator's team ended the call and confirmed the deception with the Department of State. This incident highlights the risks of deep fake technology, which could lead to significant financial, reputational, and even national security threats. Kia cars vulnerable to remote hacking? Millions of Kia vehicles were exposed to remote hacking, allowing attackers to control key functions, such as locking and unlocking the car, starting the engine, and accessing the owner's account. This vulnerability, discovered and reported by security researcher Sam Curry, underscores the growing risks in modern vehicles. Experts criticize automotive vendors for their inadequate cybersecurity measures, noting that this negligence can lead to more severe consequences for car owners. The article urges industries and consumers alike to recognize the severity of these threats and take proactive measures to safeguard their systems and data.